This is the brief on the three champions securing state AI mental health regulation. You might think passing state laws against dangerous chatbots is enough, but accountability is really a three-legged stool requiring the legal authority to write rules, the court precedent to enforce them, and a scientific yardstick to measure them. First, North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson saved that authority. On November 25, 2025, he led 36 bipartisan attorneys general to block a sneaky federal military funding provision banning state AI laws. Seriously, what good is a state law if Washington can just switch it off in a funding bill? Keeping this rulemaking authority means it can actually be enforced in a courtroom. Second, attorney Mitali Jain built that precedent. On May 21, 2025, she won a landmark federal ruling in a wrongful death suit, proving a chatbot is a defective product, not First Amendment-protected speech. Tech companies use free speech like a shield, but Jain literally shattered it, opening a product liability door with 12 cases now pending against OpenAI in California. Still, courts need to objectively measure if an AI is actually defective. Finally, Harvard clinical scientist Dr. Kate Bentley provided that standard. On October 20, 2025, she released VRMH, a totally free, open-source standard testing one crucial metric. Does the mental health chatbot actually hand a person in crisis over to a real human? Because really, how do you enforce a safety rule without a ruler? Giving it away instantly strips companies of the excuse that they just didn't know how to test it. Ultimately, a state's authority to write the rule, a lawyer's precedent to enforce it, and a doctor's standard to measure it are the three distinct pillars keeping the AI industry accountable today.